This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. We've covered so many stories of homeowners in the U.S. ruined when the housing bubble popped. Many were pushed into homes they could never afford. Over the next 2 days, we take a look at some folks in the middle of those deals, the realtors, Marketplace's David Weinberg reports.
The city of Riverside, California, is known above all else for its orange groves.
You know, 20, 30 years ago when I was growing up, you'd open up the windows in the morning, bam, there was that smell of oranges in the air.
Rusty Bailey was born and raised here. Now he's the mayor of Riverside, a city with roughly 300,000 people. And oranges are no longer the main industry.
It's phased out from being oranges into rooftops. There's one more large grove out there.
And you can see that large grove from Bailey's office. It's next to a development called Orange Crest.
I always say that Orange Crest really is orange groves, palm trees, and families.
Crystal Wilson moved to Orange Crest 13 years ago. She started a realty business, and for a while, things were going spectacularly well. Before the crash, the city was ranked number 4 in the nation in home value appreciation.
I can remember calling my family in Georgia. Oh my gosh, look at what they're saying my house is valued for now. Oh my gosh, look at this year. Oh, da-da-da-da.
Wilson sold a lot of houses in Orange Crest. She took me to neighborhoods where she sold nearly every single house. And many of those sales were done with 100% financing. And because property values were rising so quickly, Wilson encouraged people to use the equity in their new home to move up.
You always move up, you know. Okay, well, we've got our starter home. Let's move to our next home, the big McMansion.
That, of course, did not last. When the housing bubble burst, people in Riverside lost their homes in record numbers.
There was a lot of shame and embarrassment. People didn't want to talk about it. Neighbors disappeared overnight.
By 2008, Crystal Wilson could see signs of foreclosures all around her.
Grass was the first thing to go, and a lot of these homes have pools. If they weren't concerned about keeping up the grass, you know, the pools were horrible.
As a result, Wilson's business shifted. She went from selling new homes to doing short sales for families she had just put into those new houses.
Which was a really difficult thing and still is, because you're seeing somebody's life implode.
Many of those people got angry at Wilson for selling them a house they couldn't afford.
I was probably the easiest, you know, visible target. And so a lot of people were perturbed with me. But, you know, I think it was a big learning lesson for everybody in the housing market. You truly need to be aware of what you're signing.
Wilson's first name is Crystal, and the tagline of her business is making your realty transactions crystal clear. Before the crash, she didn't always live up to that. She's much more upfront now about what her clients can afford.
You know, sometimes I'm going to tell you things that you're not going to love, but I have to be honest so that you are very much an informed buyer. And before, I really didn't say that. It was easier to just kind of go along with the program. So I learned a lot.
Wilson took me to one last place on her tour of Orange Crest, a street named Millionaire Lane.
This is Millionaire Lane. There are actually, I think, two homes, yeah, on this street that are for sale.
The lawns are back to being green here, and Wilson is starting to see what she calls boomerang buyers, people who lost their homes but are ready to buy again. And with that, the tour was over, and Wilson headed back to her office. She had a short sale to close later that day. I'm David Weinberg for Marketplace.